This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Sup. Welcome to your Thursday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy one more sleep. 7 more days till Christmas.
And 2 more days until we're done for the year. And that's how I'm feeling. Is that how you're feeling too? Do you have that like 2 more days left of work vibes?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
like every person I've run into, it's very much, I think, everybody's holiday brain,
God,
airplane mode. That's how it gets during this time of the year.
I just listen. And it's not that I don't want to do the show. I think the show is actually sounding really great right now. We're having fun. But like, I just don't want to do any real work outside of the show. Like, I just want to sit here and talk and just gab and, you know, kiki. But I don't want to do anything. At 10 o'clock, I just want to go home and eat food and, you know, turn on Christmas carols and everything else. You know what I mean? How are you feeling is the question. Like, where are you at? Because some of y'all, listen, we get the luxury of being off for the next 2 weeks. Some of y'all got to work on the holidays. I even talked to Greg Carpenter a couple of days. He's gonna work on Christmas Eve.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. He just is. I'm like, what are you taking off? He's like, I'll be here on the 24th. I'm like, why? For what reason? I got things to do. I'm like, oh my God.
No, he doesn't.
This is what he said.
I won't stand for it.
What's your holiday schedule? What's it looking like? Are you guys getting close? Either way, all of us have one more sleep till Friday. So let's do that. We have this little chant on Thursday mornings. We just chant one more sleep 3 times, then we cheer. So let's do that together collectively, please. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Woo! Yeah. Now.
Well, I guess it might be different for people that are from here, though. So I get it. What I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
We have to fly home to go see our family, so it's a little bit different.
So I understand.
But we will miss you. We will miss you.
Yeah.
We always do. We come back, you know, feeling recharged and excited to start the new year. Jessica Dutra.
Yes.
What animal do you have beef with?
Raccoons.
Yeah.
Sometimes birds and...
No, but there's one.
Oh, this raccoon for sure.
Did you hear the story about the raccoon that fell out of the ceiling?
Where?
Oh, God. Okay. So this story is trending. Let's go up to Geneva, Wisconsin.
Okay, cool.
There's this fancy restaurant, right?
I thought, because the drunk raccoon was in Virginia. Too close.
No, too close.
for comfort for me personally.
But not too far either.
But Wisconsin, I got a little more room there, so.
So just imagine you're in a fancy restaurant, right? And all of a sudden, this raccoon falls out of the ceiling.
So I'm at Chili's, and you're telling me a raccoon literally falls into my triple dipper?
Well, we said fancy.
I said
Cheesecake Factory. So what happens is, not only does this animal fall out of the ceiling, it starts running around. So one of the patrons tries to grab it
and save it.
And so what does this raccoon do?
Save it from what?
It then bites. It bites him.
Yeah, it does.
Him. So they had to call, obviously, try to.
A snarkle was bit by a raccoon.
We don't know how this raccoon got there. It was quite a large raccoon driving there as this thing was growling, hissing, scratching. When it gets really cold, it's not uncommon to get these calls for raccoons. They did all the right things. They got medical care for the person that got bit. He was taken to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I owed that to the person that got bit, because his entire process for his treatment relies basically solely on, do we get this animal or not?
Thoughts from Jessica Dutra on this trending story this morning on raccoons. I love raccoons.
I think they're sweet.
How many more stories
do you guys need? Also, I would like to add to this raccoon story is the drunk raccoon that broke into the liquor store and got drunk and passed out on the bathroom floor in Virginia. That wasn't the first time that raccoon has gotten in trouble, by the way.
Drunk or no?
He has broken into other places.
Liquor stores or just other places?
Where did he break into? I think it was like a restaurant or something. He was just breaking in and eating food somewhere else.
Oh,
but
wow.
That was his second offense.
Oh my God. Jessica's after every raccoon
I want us to leave the raccoons alone. If anything, I think I'm trying. I feel like I'm actually a protector.
I want you to leave the raccoons
because
alone.
All y'all are trying to keep them in your home when they need to stay outside. That is what I'm fighting for. So I think that actually makes me for the raccoons because you guys think that they're puppies and they're not.
Well, this one just fell out of the ceiling. He was just trying to live his life.
You're right. And then he bit somebody's arm off.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Wicked has arrived and Baltimore production trucks arrived this week and crews transformed the historic Hippodrome Theater into the Land of Oz for the upcoming run of Wicked. And in the cast is an East Baltimore native who is living her Broadway dreams. Her name is Melissa Victor. She plays Shen Shen, who is Glinda's best friend, now living in New York City. She joined the cast in February and she sang in the choir at Baltimore City High School and got her first professional gig at Toby's Dinner Theater in Columbia. So make sure to keep an eye out for our hometown girl, Melissa Victor. And Wicked officially opens today and runs through January 11th.
So cute.
So cool.
Number two.
According to a new report from AAA, year-end holiday travel is expected to set a new record. The group projects that 122.4 million Americans will be leaving town between December 20th and January 1st. That is 2.2% more than last year. This year, 89% of people will be on the will be driving to their holiday destinations. That is 109.5 million people. Another 8 million will be in the skies. So if you are hitting the road for the holidays, be prepared for heavy traffic. Christmas week is expected to be busier than New Year's week.
I am traveling. When are you traveling?
I'm in this.
Yeah, I'm traveling on the absolute worst days, which is... I think the 22nd, I'm traveling. Mm-hmm. No, the 23rd, whatever that Tuesday is. And then I'm coming back on that Sunday right before the new year. So like that, yeah, literally, I don't have any wiggle room. So
yeah, you're in the midst of it.
I'm like, and I usually don't travel on the busiest days because of that. Mm-hmm. But this year I had no option. So
yeah, we leave on Saturday.
Which
so
that's fine.
We're kind of like, it's still included in this, I think, but I think we're at the start of it. So yeah. I think it's going to be congested, but it won't be as like crazy.
When do you come back?
We come back on the second.
Which is what day of the week?
Or do we come back? Friday?
Okay. So maybe not as, but still, I mean, no matter what, y'all, it's just, if you're traveling, period, I feel like this one's going to be a real doozy for sure.
Yeah.
Number one.
YouTube has won the rights to host the Academy Awards starting in 2029. The Google-owned service outbid offers, including one from the Oscars' longtime home, ABC, which has been hosting the event since 1976. Disney's deal runs through 2028. YouTube's first show will be the 101st Oscar ceremony, and its deal will run through 2033. So this is a major move for YouTube. This marks a major shift as streaming takes on more and more live events. Netflix, for instance, has the SAG Awards, which has recently been rebranded as the Actors Awards for 2026.
Right? Like, it seems shocking, but it shouldn't be. This is going to be something in 5 years we'll look back on and be like, yeah, right? I think it's kind of a blow to network because as you're seeing shows such as, like, your late night shows going away, right? And it's like, well, what's happening? I mean, this is what's happening, y'all. I mean, everything is just shifting to streaming. It's hard to get these shows that are like, hey, traditionally we watch this on television. I mean...
I hope at least instead of losing, for example, like the late night shows, that if this is the way that things are going, that it makes that move along with YouTube, because this is going to be the first time that like access will be available for free around the world when it is on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, if that's the way, and of course, I mean, there are different tiers that you can pay for YouTube TV. Yes. However, I do think that accessibility is really, really cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Did you know that the Grinch was originally not green, he was yellow?
Oh, really?
This is going to blow your mind. Like, I feel like I don't even know the Grinch anymore. Was he Big Bird? Like, what the hell? Like, this is going to be a throwback Thursday that will change everything in your mind. Especially you watch the TV special. I'm like, wait, what? The Grinch was yellow? Like, what? Let's talk about it right now. It's throwback Thursday time, y'all. This is where it's just all nostalgia. We go back. We play songs that were number one today, the 18th of December. And then, yeah, what? The Grinch was yellow? What do you mean the Grinch was yellow?
So we're talking about the cartoon, the original?
The original TV cartoon. Let's start back in 2016. The number one song today, the 17th of December, was Ray Shrimmered and Brack Beetle.
That girl is a Black Beetle.
Brack Beetles. Black Beetles, yeah. Which, imagine if TikTok was a thing. This has been so annoying.
I mean, we were all doing this challenge on Instagram, so it was very much everywhere.
But imagine
TikTok. I remember
TikTok,
doing this with my friends.
Everybody did this. My parents were doing this, I think. My grandma, she was alive, probably would have been doing this. It was like the first, like, Vine.
Vine had so many other, like, viral
But
things.
I'm talking about, like, everybody. Like, I would say Ice Bucket Challenge was probably bigger, but, like, this was the first thing I can remember being like, God, everybody's doing this thing. 2007 today, Alicia Keys had the number one song with No One. Still a banger.
I mean, gosh, I went down like a Alicia Keys rabbit hole the other day and just like listening to all of her music, and I'm like, damn, Alicia.
So talented.
Yeah.
Like, is she the most talented?
And she's been around for a
minute.
I
know.
Like a minute.
I want a new song. I mean, I don't need one, but like I'll take it.
I want to see her musical.
I know.
Yes.
What's it called again?
On Broadway.
Hell's Kitchen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Looks good.
1993 today, Janet Jackson, and again was number one. How can I be strong? I've asked myself. Who's more talented? Ooh, Alicia Keys or Janet Jackson?
You can't compare.
But if you had to.
No, you can't.
If you could only buy one album, which one would you buy?
You really can't compare because,
so
first
good.
Of all, like, different times, with Janet as well, she was breaking so many ceilings as far as, like, style and dance.
Just what she was doing.
And a solo artist being a woman in the industry.
I still say Alicia Keys, but, God, they're both wildly talented. Y'all, The Grinch was yellow. The Grinch was yellow. Does that mess with you a little bit? Because I'm not okay with this.
That's gotta be a crazy decision. It's like, who makes those choices?
Well,
it could have been any color.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss was obviously the one. But let me explain how this goes. So let's go way back. Today, back in 1966, the Dr. Seuss How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired on CBS for the very first time.
Wow.
It was 26 minutes long.
Oh.
That's with commercials, so very short.
Oh.
Yeah. Some fun facts about it, by the way. Like, Dr. Seuss hated the first draft of this song because he thought it made the Grinch sound too mean instead of funny. And so it was, like, too cruel about the Grinch. And so they went back and they rewrote these lyrics. I couldn't find the original lyrics
of
how
score,
it went.
The score, you mean?
Yeah,
were you talking about the lyrics to the song
to
or
this
the
song,
score?
To this song.
Okay.
And so they went back and had to rewrite this song.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever came out was this. And Dr. Seuss actually wrote the lyrics to this song the way he wanted it written. So it came off this way. So, but why was the Grinch yellow? Because back in the day, TVs could not play or show the color green very well.
Like, interesting.
So yellows were like the best color they could come up with.
What's the contrast that would show up?
Close with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since then, they've obviously recolored the Grinch. So the version you see, he's green.
Okay, so he was originally like a shade of yellow.
But like back in the day, he was almost like this yellowish, like off-white, but he was definitely not bright green at all. So when it first came out, you know, in 66, that was not a green color at all. So that's your Throwback Thursday for today. Grinch, originally yellow, what?
Jess. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go, y'all. $1,000 and free dash in gas. Play these seven trivia questions in your car. See how you do. Caller 10 is playing live this morning. Good morning. Who's this? Oh, wait. I should probably answer the phone first. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Tucker and Jen.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Tucker and Jen. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
You are the last two contestants. Well, I mean, like,
or second to last.
Thank you, Jessica. That's what I was looking for. The second to last contestants before everything changes in this game. And I don't mean to freak everybody out. I think the change is going to be very welcomed come January 5th when we get back in here for the new year. Things are going to change in this game. And that's all that we can say for now. But we will let you guys know more.
Can I go back to the way it used to be?
No,
oh, really?
You can't go back. You can only go forward.
Wait, you preferred that game instead of this one?
I do.
Why? And why?
Because we listen every morning and we, you know, can track the answers to the questions that we don't know.
I feel you. I can understand. Yeah. For someone that's like here and putting in the time, I get that.
Yeah. But Jen, yeah. The lesson in life is you can't go backwards. You can only go forward. You know what I mean? That's a little life lesson from today for today's show.
We will adapt.
You know what I mean? Well, let's go for today's round. Let's see how we do, okay? You guys obviously know how to play. Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Tucker and Jen, you ready to play?
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. In hockey, how many players from one team are allowed on the ice during play, including the goalie?
Pass.
Question number two. Who is the lead singer of Green Day?
What is his name? Pass.
Question number three. In the cartoon, what is the full name of Garfield's owner?
Pass.
Question number four. What month is 4 months after December?
April.
Correct. Question number five. In A Christmas Story, what warning does Ralphie repeatedly hear when he wants a BB gun?
What warning?
Yeah, what warning?
You're going to shoot that out.
Correct. Question number six. What word is the opposite of open?
Close.
Correct. Question number seven. In what state is the Mall of America located?
Minnesota.
Correct.
Question number one. In hockey, how many players from one team are on the ice during
60 seconds, guys? Really?
Wow, that was a fast 60 seconds.
We did
pause on a lot of those passes.
It's all right.
It's okay. I love that you guys both knew number five. You'll shoot your eye
really
out. That
was awesome.
We just watched it over the weekend. Well, I watched it a lot of times, but Tucker just watched it for the first time over the weekend.
No way.
Here,
that's awesome.
Let's get a little clip of it here.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. You'll shoot your eye.
We don't need 100 times. There you go. Hey, wait, Tucker, did you like it? Did you like the movie?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
You liked it, Tucker.
I love that you loved it. That's one of my favorites, too, Tucker.
I mean, 4 out of 7 ain't bad. It ain't bad, guys. It ain't bad. Well, let's go over those first three, and let's wrap this thing up. Jessica?
Yeah, so back to number one that we passed on in hockey. How many players from one team are on the ice during play, including the goalie? That is 6.
Yep.
Number two.
Wow, that's it?
Just 6.
Yeah, I guess so. Number two, who is the lead singer of Green Day? That's Billy Joe Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then this last one that we passed on, number three, in the cartoon, what is the full name of Garfield's owner? That is John Arbuckle.
John Arbuckle.
I wasn't going to go on HBO Max to search
that. Wait, what did you say? Come back over here. What
was
did
that?
You say?
I was about to go on whatever movie, whatever thing that has Garfield the movie on. Yeah. I was about to go on there and try to...
Oh, well, you know what? We've learned it together. Like we say, you either know it or you learn, and that's the good thing about our $1,000.
Yeah, you guys did a good job today.
How many days of school we got left?
One.
Nice. Well, let's wrap this week up together, guys. Tomorrow we'll come back. We got one more day of this version of our $1,000 Minute. Then we'll be back on the 5th for a whole nother season of this game. So it's good to hear from you guys. Happy holidays, and we'll see you same time tomorrow with 7 new trivia questions, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, you guys. And head to Dashin for a hearty classic country breakfast Stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe Stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, tell me if you'd show up to this, man. I have got myself into quite a situation. I don't even know if I should go to this or not. Y'all know I love to save money, but sometimes by doing so, I just get myself into really, really weird sitches, right? So I am going to the beach for New Year's. I can't say much more than that because we're surprising a friend for a celebration. I'll tell you more when we get back, right? So for the very first time, because one of the worst things about me going to the beach is having to shave my back. And it's a whole thing. I've got no one to shave it for me. And so this time I was like, what if I waxed my back? We've talked about this forever on the show, right? We can make it a bit maybe. So in the mail, I got one of those coupon books and there was one for like 25% off waxing one area. I was like, well, I should check this out. The place down in Columbia.
It's a good deal.
I should check it out, right? Mm-hmm. So I call the number on there. Nobody answers. They text me back and they're like, because I left a voicemail. I was like, hey, I'm just wondering when you guys open, because it was a grand opening coming soon. And they said, well, we don't open till the 18th, 19th. And I said, well, can I make an appointment? And they said, well, we'll let you know when we can, unless you're interested in being a model. And this was a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, interested in being a model.
For like photos or even like for training as well.
Again, at this point, all they said is, are you interested in being a model? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I don't know what that means. Second off, I don't know what that entails.
I mean, relax. It would just be your back, you know?
But is it? First of all, I haven't even told them what I want done. They haven't asked me any questions. They just go, unless you're interested in being a model.
Well, think about like when you go to stuff like that, like an esthetician place, like you get a pamphlet and there will be like photos of like what you can get done. This isn't like GQ. You'd probably just be like on a table and it would just be your back.
Hang on. So I'm like, I mean, maybe. And so they said,
if it's free, it's for me.
Well, this is the thing. And that's what I'm thinking, right? Because I'm like, well, if this is free, I might be interested. Because now you've got my attention.
And I assume that it would be as well.
I would hope,
or
right?
Or at least a steep discount.
At least for free. If I'm going to be the model, like I would
you're
like, at least
expose your back
if my back hair, I mean, this is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it'd be like
now.
A before and after.
Yeah. You would hope, right? But then I'm like, well, where are they going to use these pictures? Like, are they
everywhere.
Gonna, are
online,
they
gonna, like, on
well,
Instagram.
Are they going to have like a picture of like the Crames on like a billboard? You know, like.
Again, like, just your back, my guy.
But is it? I don't know what I've even signed up for. So yesterday they send me a text, right? And they're like, hey, are you still interested in coming in and being like a model? Again, I haven't told them like what I want done, anything. They don't know if I'm a guy, a girl. They don't have any idea. And I said, yeah, I guess I'm still down to do this. Because again, it's free, so I'll show up.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, no problem. Here's the address to show up. Now, this address is not the address of the location of this shop.
Yeah, like where their shoot is being held.
No, y'all, I look up the address. It's the address of a random person's house.
Okay.
It's someone's home. Mm-hmm. This is not this place's establishment. This is someone's home.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, would you go do this? Number one, you have no idea what you're modeling, where these pictures are going to go, and you're going to someone's home. But it could be an absolutely free waxing. Would you go?
Yeah, I think.
Just like, sure, it's free, I'll go.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, I would go. Also, I don't think it's weird because, so my mom has been a hairstylist and also she did esthetician in the beginning since she was 17. My sister went to esthetician school, all this kind of stuff. So when my sister was starting out and also needed clients for her Instagram,
this is normal?
She would have people come over to the house because my mom has a salon at our home. Mm-hmm. She has it set up in our home and my sister would have it set up there. So she was doing facials and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, my friends were going to help her out because she needed to build her portfolio.
Yeah.
So it's not as scary as you
just
think.
Just to roll into somebody's house and just.
But that's me.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you would do it. No problem. Charlotte, would you go to would you just go to some stranger's house and like let them wax you?
Probably in this context, yes. Because like Jess is saying, I have known so many nail tech friends.
This is normal. Okay.
Tattoo artists who have started out, you know, in a more residential space. I might ask more questions over text
I'd ask no questions.
But
I don't know this person. They don't know me.
Sounds like a fun radio bit / potentially good deal.
I told Charlotte yesterday, I'm like, literally at this point, I'm just doing it for the bit. Because y'all know, like, I've been through some stuff. I'm a little apprehensive. After getting jumped, I'm a little apprehensive to go to like someone's house at
I
this
do
point.
Get that.
Then ask the questions that you need answers to. There's nothing wrong. I mean, you actually don't have to go in blindly. You very much have the ability to ask questions.
Well, If I'm not here tomorrow, just know if this is how I go. It literally was because I wanted to get my back waxed for absolutely free, and that's the story.
That feels right.
Yeah, that literally is it. And play a great song for me at my funeral. Okay.
Okay.
Please. All right.
If you are not on good terms with someone, does it hurt when people close to you still are?
What do you mean by that?
That's something that I'm going through with my mom currently. And to be honest, I feel like that's a feeling a lot of people can relate to. But truly, I am looking for advice from parents because it's a situation that I'm currently experiencing with my mom. And the holiday season is a lot of fun, but also it can bring up a lot of difficult feelings. Mm-hmm. And it brings up a lot of situations to the surface that you kind of don't have to deal with during the sure. rest of the year, especially when people are getting together.
Together, yeah.
And for me, my mom has not been speaking to my grandparents, her mom and dad, for a very long time. And something that she has continued to say, and both her and my dad have said, but obviously coming from my mom, is no matter what, this situation with us is not going to affect, and I don't want it to affect, your relationship with your grandparents. And I think at first it was okay. And this isn't the first time that I've had to, you know, go to Christmas Eve without them. And it has been a little uncomfortable just because I am the oldest. So like, for example, last year I brought it was like, okay, well, you can go with Jessica because Jessica is going to Nonantata. So like I took my cousin, I took my sister, and it's just kind of like I also set the tone.
So can I just, so I understand. So on Christmas Eve, you'll go to your grandparents' house, but your parents don't go.
No, because of just family issues.
Okay.
Yeah. And last year was uncomfortable because I think obviously like there's an elephant in the room, and I very much feel like as the oldest, it's my responsibility just to kind of like keep it moving. And then I'm also like playing interference, and I'm very protective to make sure that like my sister or like my cousins don't feel uncomfortable with anything, and no one brings up anything that like we shouldn't be discussing. Mm. And it is kind of on me to do that.
The fact that your parents aren't there.
Right.
Is that what you mean? Yeah.
And also, yeah, exactly. And now obviously that's something that I've dealt with, but the issue with this coming year is things haven't gotten better. They've gotten worse. And so it has forced me to ask myself, and I feel guilty because parents, do you actually mean it when you say that it's okay? Or do you secretly, in something that I'm curious and wonder, is even though my mom is saying that, does she feel hurt in any way that I'm still continuing that relationship with them? Because I very much so hold space for the fact that my mom's experience with her parents are so different than my experience with them. But then at the same time, as like her daughter, I can also see how they have hurt her. And so there's like a part of me that feels conflicted to where, do you really mean that when you're saying to me it's okay?
So what you're looking for is something pretty specific right now. You're looking for somebody that's in the exact same shoes as you. You're trying to find somebody listening right now that has a daughter and also has a parent that they don't speak to.
Or no, I think it's just parents. I think parents in general, like when you tell, like, are you able to separate family conflict for your kids? And do you mean it when you say that it's okay? Or are you doing the parent thing and you're just kind of like taking one for the team and kind of sacrificing your own feelings for that? Because I feel like that's a very relatable feeling when you may not be on good terms with someone, but someone that you're close to is.
Okay.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that part, not in a family way. But if it helps, like,
with friendships,
I will always
as well.
Be so honest with my friends and tell them I do feel harmed. But I do think it's harder when it's family, you know, that adds a layer to it.
Let's try to get some calls on this. 410-583-1065. So when you've got somebody in your family that you don't talk to and you tell them like, hey, listen, that's between you guys, I don't care. Like, do you actually care when the other family member is like has a relationship? Because obviously, you know, Jess leaves her parents on Christmas Eve to go hang out with her grandparents. And like, do you think that really bothers your parents?
That's the thing.
But what do you think?
I don't know.
Because I didn't know. I had no idea.
I really don't know. And it's something that's like, it's starting to, it gets heavier and heavier as things don't get better and they progressively turned the other direction than I was hopeful for.
Can I ask a question? Why don't you stay with your parents on Christmas Eve?
Because it's always been separate. So on Christmas Eve, it's always at my grandparents' house. And on Christmas Day, my parents always do something. Mm-hmm. So for my entire life and childhood, everyone has always been at my grandparents' house on Christmas
Eve. So it's just your parents then that don't go?
Technically, yes. Yeah.
Okay, here, let's do this. When you say, listen, it doesn't bother me that like you have a relationship with the family, does it? Let me talk to Tamara first. What's up, Tamara? Good morning.
Good morning.
Over in Rising Sun. Hey, tell us your situation. So who do you have in your situation like this?
So my situation is a little opposite of Jess's. Mine has to deal with my father. My sisters and I don't have the best relationship with him, but we try and be cordial and stick around for our grandparents who have been there for us more than our father has. And now that we have children, it's hard because we don't want them to feel the way we did as children. And we try and keep a distance from him so they don't get confused. But we have to do it for our grandparents and it hurts. It's hard.
So in your case, you want to keep that relationship going because of the kid situation, right? Like you want to keep this relationship going, even though you know.
Right, but we also don't want our kids to be hurt and confused, wondering why our father's in and out of the picture all the time.
Right, right. So how do you manage that then?
Really, we just kind of keep our distance. I mean, our grandmother's terminal, so we only come around for the holidays just to make them happy and just keep our distance from him.
Yeah.
I mean, my one sister, there was already an argument last week with him and it's going to be awkward, but we're just going to make the best of it. It's hard though. It's really hard. And I understand how Jess feels. And my oldest sister, because she says she's the oldest, she feels that way and tries to keep the glue together and keep everybody happy.
I appreciate the honesty, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I'm sorry you guys are going through that next week. And I'm sure there's a lot of anxiety that you feel. But like you mentioned, it's like you just want to do it for the holidays because you're still trying to juggle that balance of wanting to have these memories with your grandparents as well.
I think hopefully if today's show brings you any peace, it's like, hey, everybody's family's just as dysfunctional as everybody else's family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I used to not realize that until we started talking openly about this stuff. I used to think everybody else's family functions so beautifully in the holidays until I was like, wait, y'all's families are screwed up too? Okay, perfect. Who's up, Jess?
This is Anonymous on 2 in Harford County.
What's up, Anonymous? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're good. What's your situation? I mean, we're talking about if you tell somebody, listen, I don't care you have a relationship with that person. It's no big deal. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, is that really the case?
I'm more in the situation like Jess's mom and my daughter, because she's not an adult yet. Mm-hmm. I've taken more of a like protecting her from family members, grandparents that I'm not in relationship with anymore.
Okay.
But if she were 18 or adult and decided she wanted to like explore her relationship with her grandparents, like I might feel nervous, like being the mom in Jess's mom's position.
So
feel worried.
These are your parents.
Correct. But I wouldn't make that decision for my daughter when she's an adult one day. Like setting my own boundaries, like Jess's mom has, is the best way to model, demonstrate like what Jess would need to do if the relationship, like she said, like monitoring what they say about her parents on the holidays. Like if it got to a point where her boundaries were being crossed, Jess, like, you know, you would be able to decide.
Would you feel some kind of way though? Would it make you feel some kind of way if your daughter was leaving you on Christmas Eve to go hang out with your parents that obviously you don't have a good relationship with? And you can be honest with us.
Yeah, there definitely would be feelings, but I don't think that means that my feelings should override, like, unless they're crossing my boundaries. Like if Jess were to engage in the same behaviors that the grandparents did that made the mom need to set the boundary to get space, then that would be different. But
and you also mentioned that you are not on speaking terms with your parents, but your siblings are. And so they, I assume, are still involved in holiday activities. How does that make you feel that they're continuing their relationship knowing the conditions of yours?
Right. So I have some siblings that I've stayed close with that distance themselves from our parents. And I have some siblings that haven't. So there is like a grief, but it's a journey, but it's not like an anger. I understand. I do have siblings that still go to the holidays with the parents that I don't.
And how does that make you feel?
Probably grief, like that our family can't all be together for the holidays.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Hey, I appreciate your honesty on that.
Thank you for sharing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Anonymous, what is this crazy idea that you've got that you're considering getting into over the holiday break, I guess you would say?
Okay, so my ex's family invited me to come over for Christmas, but my ex has no idea that I'm planning on coming.
That is messy.
Okay. Why would you even consider that?
So we were together for 3 years. And we broke up in September, and we spent Christmas with his family every year. And, like, it was, like, honestly the best Christmas that I've ever had. Like, my family and I just don't really vibe. Mm-hmm. And so I've always felt, like, really welcome and, like, a part of his family. And I was really struggling. I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And then his mom and his sister both reached out to me, and they were like, you're still coming, right? Like, we want you there. We've all talked about it. Everybody wants you. Like, it's not going to be the same without you.
But why would they, like, do that, though?
When they say we all talked about it, they mean everyone except your ex, right?
I believe so. Because okay. I asked if he knew, and they were like, you know, we haven't talked to him about it, but we think that he'll be happy to. And, like, we have, like, traditions that we all do together, and, like, we're still really close. But the thing is, my ex broke up with me because he felt like he needed to figure himself out, and he was like, I still love you. And, I want to be with you. I just need to figure out myself first. So I'm like, it's not like it was like a really messy breakup. It's not like we had any issues with each other, but he asked me to go no contact while he was trying to figure out where he wants to go.
But you guys aren't on a break. It was like a definitive breakup, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
But that's kind of irritating.
Better than we're on a break. I mean, break's even worse. But now this is more complicated because...
But you guys haven't spoken since September at all.
Right. Yeah. And, like, you know, his mom was the first one to reach out to me. And she was like, we love you. You're still family to us. Christmas isn't going to be the same without you. And then his sister was like, please tell me you're coming.
But is the family fully aware of the conditions of the breakup? Do they know you guys aren't speaking?
They know that we're not speaking, but they know that, like, there's still, like, love there.
So they know it's not a bad breakup, and they clearly still love you.
They're holding on to hope just as much then, essentially.
God. And you're for sure he's going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want to get back together with him? Like, where's your heart at with this whole thing?
I mean, yes, but that's, like, not why I'm planning on going for Christmas. Like, I really just want to be around people I love and that, like, love me and, like, have some semblance of normalcy, I guess.
What would you do if you didn't go to his house, I guess?
I mean, there are movies coming out on Christmas Day, so I was planning on just, like, going to the movie theaters and, like, just doing kind of, like, a marathon movie watching thing. So I'm not, alone. I'm around other people,
So what's up with you and your family? You guys, like, just, you don't get along?
No, there's, like, a lot of animosity there, and it would take a lot of healing, and, like, it just wouldn't be a celebratory time to go with him.
That's probably why they invited her.
So his family's basically been your family, and, like, that's the last couple of years. Okay, damn.
Yeah.
But this is all behind his back. Like, they don't even want to let him in on this. They just want you to come.
Right. I know. And because he asked me to go no contact, I haven't reached out to him to ask how he feels about it because I'm trying to respect.
You're technically doing what he asked you to do.
This is so messy.
It's so hard.
410-583-1065. So Anonymous is saying, my ex's family has invited me over for Thanksgiving. And then, like, I mean, it sounds like everybody's gung-ho on this except for literally my ex. He has no idea this is going on. I love his family, and honestly, I'm not close to my family, so my Christmas this year is going to be kind of sad if I don't go do this. Do we tell her to do this, or do we talk her out of it? Jess?
I don't think you can go without him knowing. I feel like his mom and sister and his family are coming from a good place because they clearly know your situation, and I understand how that feels, too, whether if it's, like, a romantic breakup or a friendship breakup and you've been together for a long time, like their family becomes like your family and vice versa and all that. But I don't think you can just show up cold turkey. I think that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking too. And like, I even told his mom that, like, I think that it would really bother him. And she was just like, I mean, it's my house. It's my rules. I can invite whoever I want here.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she said.
Not my house, my rules. I mean, she's not wrong.
No, she's not wrong. Okay. Who pays the mortgage is mama.
Wow.
All right. Well.
Listen, y'all know I'm crazy. I'd show up. I say Christmas miracle. People act weird on Christmas, man. There's gonna be all kind of emotions going on. I say give it the old Christmas try. So Anonymous is saying, I have been invited over to Christmas Day with my ex. Do we tell her to go for that? The ex's family is like, listen, please come. He has no idea that she would be there, though. Go for that. Talk her out of it. Jesse's up.
Elsie in Pasadena on one.
Elsie, so, I mean, what do you think? Do you feel like it's really worth showing up to your ex's Christmas if, like, the rest of the family wants you there, but he has, like, no idea you're showing up?
Yes. I actually really think she should go. I mean, this doesn't sound desperate at all. It sounds like,
wait.
It's not so much desperate, but like catching him off guard in his family home when he has no idea. I just don't know how well that's going to play out, especially on a holiday. I think that's the last thing you're expecting on a holiday.
Right.
I mean, his mom didn't have to reach out. I mean, it sounds like these people genuinely love her. And that text from the mom, I think it came from a loving place. Everyone's acting like being in the same room as your ex means like you're regressing or something. I think it's, sometimes it ends up being the opposite of that.
What do you mean?
So after my ex and I broke up, his dad invited me on their family vacation.
Oh, heck no.
Yeah.
Why?
Did you go?
I mean, yes,
no,
I did.
No, you didn't go.
Why?
I did.
Why
I
mean, did you feel like that was the right move to make, though, I guess is the question.
I don't know. It was just a long weekend in Rehoboth.
Yeah.
So it was close enough that we felt like this is normal, but far enough that.
But did your ex know? Did your ex know you were invited, though, or you just showed up?
He didn't know that I was coming.
Think that's kind of wild?
Was that not so uncomfortable, though? I mean, for him, for you, like.
It might have started out a little weird. And trust me, people thought I was out of my mind.
Yeah.
And here's the part that people don't like hearing. It actually worked.
Oh.
As in you guys are back together?
No. Being around him without the pressure of a relationship, seeing him just as a person again, it took him off this pedestal that I had him on.
Oh, but your intention wasn't to get back together. It was genuinely just because you wanted to be with the family?
Yeah, I love the family.
Interesting. So you guys did not end up back together, but it kind of helped you get through the breakup?
Not only that, being surrounded by the love of his family, it reminded me that I wasn't disposable, that relationship mattered.
Interesting. Wow. Okay, I thought you were going to end up back together. Wow.
No,
okay,
I definitely didn't go thinking we would get back together. I guess I went because I needed to face this instead of avoiding it, you know?
Interesting.
Okay.
So
I think if she goes.
Yeah.
And it's too hard, she can just leave.
So then maybe that's it then. Maybe this is a good idea, you know? Who's up, Jess?
This is Jenny on 2 in Towson.
What's up, Jenny? Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
We're good. I mean, should she go then?
No. I'm talking from experience, no. Here's why. If he didn't say to her, I don't want any contact, I say, yes, she should go. But he has told her, he does not want any contact.
Yeah.
If I was her, I would text him and say, hey, look, I was invited, blah, blah, blah. How do you feel about me coming?
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I understand how she loves them and they love her and all that, which is fabulous, but she doesn't want to go and get hurt on Christmas Day or whatever it is.
Yeah.
If he acts, who knows how he's going to act? You don't know.
That's kind of true, though. Like, what if she goes and it ends terribly wrong and then it, like,
but
ruins Christmas?
But
if the whole family wants her there, y'all, you got to keep in mind, like, he's outnumbered at this point. If the whole rest of the family wants her there,
but because it's not him.
That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it right because he's outnumbered. He has specifically said, I don't want any contact. Why he's getting himself together and all that, whatever.
Yeah.
So I would text him since it doesn't sound like there's animosity between her and him. And I would say, hey, look, your mom and sister or your family's invited me over. I would like to come. Would you feel, how would you feel if I come? And if he says, it's fine with me, then she goes and has a great time. If he says, I really would not, I would not put myself in that because I wouldn't want to be the hurt one. And yeah, that's going to be her. She's going to be her.
I don't know.
It's true.
Honest
because
to God.
He has, because you know what? Even though he's technically outnumbered, he's the one that can hurt her the most.
I think Elsie might be onto something here, y'all. Like, what do you think? 410-583-1065. I mean, if like the whole ex family wants her there, she should just go, right? What's up, Joanne Towson?
Hi, I would just like to say I would absolutely not go. If he did not invite her, I would not show up because her love interest, this guy may show up with his new love interest and it may even be an engagement announcement.
What?
And that would be
engagement?
Totally
wait.
Engagement announcement?
But wait, just split
possible.
Up in September.
That may happen and that would be very, very awkward. So I would just send the family a basket and a nice little card and say, let's meet up at another time with the family that loves her. But I would not show up there.
Engaged, though. You think he's engaged already?
Because we don't know what he's
been
doing.
Maybe. You never know. That would be really awkward.
These boys do be moving fast. I mean, I don't know. You might
that's
be right. Okay.
That's a good point to bring up, Joy. I mean, the engagement scares me, but you're right.
Yeah,
like, he
wild.
Could bring somebody.
That'd be wild. Okay. All right. We hear you. Yeah. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
410-583-1065. Hey, Monica Annapolis, good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this? Should she go to her ex's for Christmas, even though like he has no idea she's coming, or do we talk her out of it?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's complicated. You guys were talking about this morning on the radio show. You were talking about that. And I agree. The holidays are a show. Oops, sorry. Sleep. Holidays are crazy. They're just crazy because it's so complicated because you got exes, you've got the exes, side pieces, new wives, whatever. You've got the grandparents that want everything to be proper. And it's complicated. So I say this Christmas, follow your heart because your heart always knows. You know, I'm a business coach and I tell my clients, you know, it's either knots or butterflies.
But wait, are you telling her to go? Are you saying when you say follow your heart, are you telling her she should go to her ex's house even though he doesn't know she's coming?
Well, I say, you know, you want to be polite. Maybe send a text, send a message, send a Christmas card, send whatever. Just say, you know, I really want to come by and just say hi to everybody, see the kids, drop the presents.
So you're saying go, but give a heads up first.
Always. Oh, so, you know, you got to do the right. You don't want to freak people out.
Okay.
You know, because the holidays, people are already freaked out enough.
Yeah.
And I mean, I show up and it's like a friggin' hurricane because I'm half Spanish. So I just like, hey, I'm bringing the party. Here we are.
We couldn't tell. Right.
But the holidays is about the kids.
Right.
It's not about the parents. It's about the kids. It's about what the kids need.
Mm-hmm.
And if the kids want to go see the ex or they want to see the new boyfriend or they don't want to see anybody, then just send them a gift or send them a prepaid credit card.
Oh.
Let them get what they want.
Just give money.
You know?
Right. And
if you really want your kids to be happy, do what makes your kids happy because we're the adults, we're the parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility to adult, you know?
Yeah.
Be an adult.
I don't know, but we...
thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for calling us. We appreciate that.
Happy holidays, Monica.
I love you guys.
Happy holidays. Oh my God, thank you so much.
You keep me sane in the car. You keep me sane.
I don't think we
sane.
Do, but
swear to God.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you, Monica.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy everything.
That, I love Monica.
What? What would just happen?
I love Monica. That was amazing.
What did she just say?
I think that she said...
What did she just say? I don't know what she just said.
I think she basically was like, at least give him a warning. I think ultimately her point...
What? She's a business coach about what? What did she just coach us on?
That he needs to send a Christmas card or
a Visa gift card.
About
what?
Before going to Christmas. She was just trying to cover all bases and make sure everyone felt included. That's all. And I appreciate that.
Can somebody just call me and tell me what just happened?
I love Monica.
I love her.
I love Monica.
Also, I just love, Anonymous, hang on.
And butterflies and knots in the stomach, that's a real thing.
I don't know what that was. I just need a second. We've been doing the show for 5 years, right? A little over 5 years. I love when people, I've never met Monica, right? She calls in so comfortably, by the way.
Yeah.
She
covered everything. She covered all cylinders of what could possibly happen and all the players who could possibly be involved in this situation.
I just love when people just pop into our universe. Like, where have you been for the last 5.5 years?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
But like, she's never called in before. She needs to call in more.
And I just love that. No idea what you just said, but I love it. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry, Anonymous. Back to you.
Ultimately, please don't go without telling him.
What do you think you want? But let's get serious. I know you're serious about this. What do you think you want to do then? After, I mean, most people obviously are saying don't do it. What do you want to do? You're the one that's got to make this decision, you know? Like,
I mean, I guess I see where people are coming from, and like, I don't want to push him away because like, I do still really care about him, and I mean, like, I do still love him. Like, I'm not going to try and push him like you don't.
Yeah.
But it's just really hard because like, I didn't really feel like I had a family until I met his.
Aww.
And so it's like really hard to not just lose him, but like lose this whole family unit. And like,
I get it.
Especially like this time of year, it's like hard. You know, yeah.
Right. Well, you got a few days, not many left, but you got a few days to at least think about it, you know, and decide what you want to do. And I mean, no matter what, I hope it's you have a good Christmas. I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we always invite people to come back on because we're nosy people and we like to know how these things go. Obviously, this one's going to be a little bit of time before we can find out what's going to happen. We're not back live until the Monday after the new year. So is it the 6th, Jess, or the 5th? I think it's the 5th.
5th is the first day back.
So it would be January the 5th, the first Monday of the new year. Would you want to give us a call back to let us know how it actually went?
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
That'd be perfect. Like 8:25, January 5th. Does that work?
I'll write it down.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.